today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother, dear sister, salam. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, in which we're going to speak about the Holy Quran in life. من الآيات والتفسير ويسقي العقل والتفكير يواكب واقع التغيير يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح Today is Wednesday, 10th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter Ar-Rum, verse 8 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ
Do they not contemplate within themselves? Allah has not created the heavens and the earth and what is between them, except in truth and for a specified term. And indeed, many of the people, in the matter of the meeting with their Lord, are disbelievers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The consequence of a safe and sound thought is having belief in truthfulness and knowing that existence and hereafter have an aim. While the consequence of thoughtlessness is often disbelief and denial of resurrection. The words in the previous verse were about those who see only the surface of the thing and whose thoughts are limited to observing this world and the world of matter. And they are not aware of the hereafter and the world of supernature. This holy verse, as well as the latter verses, mentions some various matters around the origin and resurrection.
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ
يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
قُرْآنِي نَبْضُ حَيَاتِي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي
We look at the Quran in our life. The Quran's teachings, grounded in reason and scientific scrutiny, offer logical and practical guidance for living a fulfilling life. In essence, the Quran is the cornerstone of the Muslim faith, providing comprehensive guidance on leading a spiritually and physically healthy life. It's a source of comfort and reassurance, instilling trust and faith in Allah's plan, and offering solace in times of distress. The timeless and universal relevance of the Quran makes it an ageless guide for individuals and societies addressing the challenges of any era and locale.
In today's tradition from the sixth Imam, Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, we want to reflect on the importance of how to recite the Quran. As we know, there is a way to do everything. There are norms to follow when we do many things in life. When we go to school, for example, we know we have a certain routine that we have to follow. When we go to work, we have certain things that we have to do. When we play sports, we know that there are certain rules that we have to follow. And it stands to reason that if this is how this temporal world is based, that even within the religion there are ways and norms of doing, performing actions that the religion has encouraged and many times also obligated us for us to perform. When it comes to the Quran, let us look at a tradition from the sixth Imam, in which he gives us guidance on how to recite the Quran, how to approach this book of Allah, and how to make our way through the verses of the Quran. And the Imam says the following statement: surely the Quran is not to be read in a rush or very quickly. Rather, it should be recited in slow, measured portions. Whenever you reach a verse which talks about heaven, then stop at that verse and ask from Allah the bounties of heaven. And whenever you reach a verse which speaks about the hell, then stop at that verse and seek protection from Allah from the hellfire and the punishment. Unfortunately, many times we see in many of our communities that the entire goal is to get to the end, to get to the end of the Dua Kamail, to get to the end of the Hadith al-Kisa, to get to the end of Surah al-Yasin. In the month of Ramadan, the goal is to complete the Quran, to finish the Quran. Does it make a difference if we know what we say or we don't? Of course not. Does it matter that we recite the Quran incorrectly? Of course not. Does it matter that we have no clue of what we've just said? Of course not. And unfortunately, this is a tragedy that we as a community are plagued with. And it's something that we have to seriously look at. Look at ourselves and the way that we as a community are dealing with the Quran. The sixth Imam here clearly shows us not to make haste in the Quran. You know, it's not a 100-meter dash as the Olympics. You need to finish it in, I don't know, 5-6 seconds or whatever the record is. It's not a sporting event where you have 3 periods to get and have the highest number of goals or points to win the game. The Quran is not about getting to the end of the book. It's not about finishing the book. It's not about how quick you can get to the end. It's all about understanding the content of the book.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
Which lesson we can learn from the Holy Quran? The Quran is the best companion. It can be of great help when a child or adult is feeling lonely. Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, said, "If all who live between the East and the West perish, I will have no fear as long as I have the Quran with me." Students get wise when they start reading the Quran in their childhood. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "Whoever reads the Quran before becoming baligh, mature, has indeed been given wisdom as a child." The holy book is the best intellectual treasure a student can have. Prophet Muhammad said, "The Quran is a wealth with which there is no poverty and without which there is no wealth." On the other hand, not caring to read and study the Quran is a great loss. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Surely the person in whose heart lacks the trace of the Quran is like a ruined house."
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Quality of the recitation. You are reading the blessed book on earth, the book loved by Allah and His Prophet. So the quality of recitation matters too. A humble and soft recitation is the most beloved one than a fast track speed reading the Quran, which just doesn't give any sense of what you are reading. In fact, a study demonstrated that listening to the Holy Quran recitation significantly reduced the anxiety level in the intervention group compared with the control group. Another study showed that anxiety level in nursing and emergency medicine students was significantly lower during exams with Quran recitation than the exams without it. And there are many more studies in this regard.
And as the sixth Imam shows us, recite it slowly. Think about what you're reciting. If you don't know the Arabic, keep a translation beside you. Translations are available for free online on your smartphone app. Download them and use them. And he shows us, when you come to a verse that talks about paradise, don't just skim through it to get to it. Sit and think about it. Ask Allah, "Allah, oh my God, my Creator, you're telling me about paradise, of rivers of milk and honey, and trees and gardens of date palm and fruit, and servants to look after my every whim and desire. Give me that paradise," and then work towards it. But if you don't know what you're asking for, then how do you know what to strive for in life? On the other hand as well, the sixth Imam shows us, when you come across a verse about the fire of hell, of people being thrown in head first, about people being dragged on their faces by chains, chains around their neck, chains on their arms, chains on their legs, and they'll be dragged to the fire of hell. When you read such a verse, ask Allah, beg Allah for protection from that. And not only ask Allah, but find out what it is that is bringing those people to hell, and keep away from those actions. This is how we have to approach the book of Allah, not just as a fable or a story to read, or something to complete to get to the end. MashaAllah, praise be to God, I finished the recitation of the Quran. Yeah, but what did you learn? Did you learn what the Quran talked about? Did you learn about oneness of God, the Tawheed? Did you learn about prophets, about imams, about the Day of Judgment, about your neighbors? Did you learn about taking care of humanity, of respecting your parents? If you didn't learn this, then why bother with a running through of the Quran as a marathon runner would make, you know, a marathon in the Olympics. So when we read the Quran, let us remember the words of the sixth Imam, to work our way slowly in measured, calculated steps through the Quran to better appreciate and understand the message. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي، محمد نبي، علي إمامي، لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي،
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.